iFordNow.com for complete details. Take delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Does everybody have their special glasses out? Okay, put them on. Here we go.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
The sun went out today. For a little under 3 minutes, the forces of darkness ruled in daylight as a great swath of shadow up to 190 miles wide cut across the continent from the coast of Oregon to Greenland. It was the last total eclipse of the sun for North America until the year 2017.
What do you think old Walter Cronkite would say about the state of things in 2017? Welcome in. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and our producer Kyle Mann on the other side of the glass, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. We've got a great one for you. It's certainly not going to be a massive letdown like a certain event earlier today was. Chris Emma from 670 The Score in Chicago will join us at 5:30 tonight. We'll talk a little Chicago Bears football with him. There's other camp battles going on around the NFL as well, and boy, did C.J. Beathard show well over the weekend with the San Francisco 49ers. He is now clearly entrenched as the number two quarterback in San Francisco, the backup to Brian Hoyer. We'll talk a little Major League Baseball coming up the bottom of the hour. The red-hot Minnesota Twins, unfortunately, losing the services of one of their key players, and the Twin Cities media doing what the Twin Cities media does best, and that's taking down a player for not exactly the greatest of reasons. AP Top 25 poll released today, the preseason version. No Hawkeyes, no Cyclones, no surprise. We'll get to that at 5 o'clock. And we've got fantasy football to play with you guys this year, but we just don't know how we're going to take our entries this year, and we're going to ask you to help us figure that out. That's coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. You can use it to reach out to us. We have for you all week long here on the show 4 wristbands to Fry Fest. We're going to be giving away. The wristbands will get you in to a lot of things, including the post-Fry Fest concert with the Pork Tornadoes. There's a couple other bands playing too, but I know the Pork Tornadoes are extremely popular. And more importantly, I know the Pork Tornadoes are big fans of the show. At least a couple members of the, well, at least one member of the Pork. They said, I'm told many of them listen. I'm told many of them listen, but I usually only hear from one member of the band. I probably shouldn't out people like that. Maybe
you think that would be a strike against them?
Yeah, maybe people don't want
to listen to the Todd
Brommelkamp
Show with Alex Kuhn
publicly. Ugh. That they listen to the show. Keep it under wraps, okay? I'll ask permission moving forward. Now, by the way, if he's listening, good to see Matt in Fairfax out at Veterans Memorial Stadium today. Cedar Rapids Colonels hanging on for a win over the Beloit Snappers. Colonels now hitting the road for several days. They have just one homestand remaining in the regular season, and then it's time for the Midwest League playoffs as they'll take on the Kane County Cougars. If you missed Cedar Rapids Gazette beat writer Jeff Johnson with Scott and Mark on the Gym Class, their podcast will be available shortly at KGYMradio.com. Royce Lewis with his first home run in the Midwest League today. Couldn't get him the ball. And we'll tell you that story before 7 o'clock as well. And today, as we mentioned, lots going on. Cubs swept the Blue Jays over the weekend. I know very few people probably want to hear about that, but looking good. Javier Baez out there doing Javier Baez things. Cardinals lost last night. That was a fun game to watch between the Pirates and the Cardinals. And to see Major League players interact with the Little Leaguers. They played that game in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, site of the Little League World Series. And I don't know. Baseball needs more of what we saw over the weekend. And I'm not going to say that it would solve all of the game's ill issues, But he had players wearing cleats that were signed by 9 and 10-year-olds, cleats that had been designed by kids, high-fiving after the game, going to the handshake line. I think most people remember that from our days of playing a little league and youth sports. It just, I don't know, it, I don't want to say it warmed my heart, because much like my friend John Bonenkamp of the Burlington Hawkeye, we have cold black hearts. I don't think anything can warm it, but I just, it made me have some sort of feeling, which I can't put my finger on.
I saw a lot of people dogging the concept of the Little League Classic before it happened. And my reaction was, I think Major League Baseball, like you said, needs a little bit more of it. It needs to reach out to the younger generation and try to get them more involved in the game. I still think it's a huge part of a lot of people growing up playing baseball, but it's for a while was going through a stretch of less and less of that. And I don't want to drag this into the conversation too much, but you're going to see a lot of kids playing less and less football than you used to. And baseball has a real opportunity to jump in and kind of take over a lot of that youth that will not be playing a sport that many people grew up playing, especially in our generation. So I had no problem with it. I enjoyed watching it. I actually fell asleep a little. Full disclosure, I fell asleep about halfway through the game. And I loved the interactions that the Major League Baseball players had with the Little Leaguers, and something they'll never forget.
What'd you think? 319-366-1600. While we're talking about our thoughts on things, today's eclipse. The first one in North America since 1979. You heard Walter Cronkite in the open of the show from the CBS News back in the day. And boy, what a colossal letdown, at least here in Eastern Iowa. Now, there were parts of the country where it wasn't miserable and overcast, and you could actually see things. I think Charleston, South Carolina had a massive viewing party. I know they had a huge get-together in Carbondale, Illinois, which is home of Southern Illinois University. They probably haven't filled the football stadium down there like that in quite some time. But at least around here, big-time disappointment. And I know the Cedar Rapids Colonels were handing out the eclipse glasses today, and I think there was a lot of anticipation. How cool, you know, you're at the ball game and this eclipse is going to happen, and then it's cloudy and overcast and you can't do anything about it. And I'm willing to bet that at least a couple people probably complained about not being able to see the eclipse. And as if somebody with a minor league baseball team could control the weather. But that's to each their own. What were those glasses were selling for, what, $3-4 a pop?
I think so. I know that.
And they were selling out.
We didn't have to buy them.
They were selling out all over Eastern Iowa. You couldn't find them anymore.
How much do you think you could sell them for now?
They are the current fidget spinner. I was at the ballpark on Sunday, and one of the local banks was there, and they were handing out fidget spinners. And in the back of my mind, I was like, oh, that was so 2 months ago. And so now we've moved on from fidget spinners to the eclipse glass, and you didn't really even need them. There wasn't anything to see. The sun was not only behind the moon, but it was behind a cloud.
I saw the sun. Maybe about 2.5 minutes.
Did you stare straight at it?
I did not. I put the glasses on, and I couldn't see anything. So all we know is that it got a little bit darker.
I'm going to actually use mine at home. I think I'm going to repurpose them, and now I can watch my food cook in the microwave. Because they say that's not safe either. I think the eclipse glasses. Now, I'm not a doctor. Don't hold me to that. By the way, if you took my advice at the beginning of the show and put your special glasses on just to listen today, you don't need them.
No, don't wear them while driving. That was another worry that I was having. Somebody out there probably was driving in a place where you could view the eclipse, and put those glasses on while they're driving, and you can't see anything.
They were telling people in various parts of the country not to stop on the interstate and or pull over just to view the eclipse. And all I could think of was, good God, people. It's interesting, but it's not that big of a deal. And then, so you get just weeks of anticipation. And what do we have here to show for it in Eastern Iowa?
An overcast
day. A bunch of people staring up at the sky going, I don't see anything. And if it would have rained a little bit harder, it would have got, is it turkeys or ostriches? Who looks at, I think it's ostriches. That would have been bad. 319-366-1600. Again, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Feel free to use that to reach out to us. AP Top 25 poll coming out today. We're going to get to that in hour number two. Alabama, your preseason number one there. Four teams from the Big Ten and four teams from the Big 12 in the original initial Top 25 this season. No Iowa votes, no Iowa State votes. And again, not much of a surprise there. But we'll take a deep dive. And you got some former Iowa players that are doing good things in the NFL trying to latch on. I know Riley McCarron with the Houston Texans, we talked about his performance. Kirk brought him up at Media Day, and it sounds like he's got a shot to, I don't, look, if you would have told me a year ago that Riley McCarron was going to be in a good position to be the first Iowa receiver since Kevin Casper to catch a pass in the NFL, I would have said, you're crazy. But it's looking that way. I don't think Marvin McNutt ever got on the field and caught a ball, did he?
I think he caught a pass in a playoff game, and it got called back on a penalty. So he was the one that he did get on the field.
Over our crack research team.
But I don't think anybody has caught a pass since then.
Riley McCarron, little tiny 5'2" Riley McCarron out of Dubuque. Was he 5'9" maybe?
Maybe.
10.
Did you see Bill O'Brien's quote?
Someone's texting right now. He is not 5'2".
Did you see Bill O'Brien's quote on Riley McCarron? Because I think
I've seen a lot of coaches' quotes over the last 24 hours. Most of them had to do with the eclipse. I loved Nick Saban's take on it. It's not going to be that great. I'll just watch it on TV. But no, I did not see what Bill O'Brien had to say about Riley McCarron. O'Brien, look, he coached in the Big Ten at Penn State. He knows Iowa's guys, Iowa players and their reputation.
He calls Riley McCarron the Iowa Flash and said, quote, he's a spitting image of Wes Welker, who happens to be the wide receivers coach in Houston. So he did nothing to temper the expectations put on him to possibly, I think, for someone looking at the roster of the Houston Texans, they realize that Riley McCarron's probably fighting for a practice squad spot at this point.
How many of you people out there listening to the program right now are going to go into your fantasy football drafts this year, and in round 16, you're going to try to sound like Matthew Berry?
Deep sleeper.
Deep sleeper. Give me Riley McCarron out of the University of Iowa with the Houston Texans. I don't know. I think it'd be fun to see. I really do, but no way in a million years would I have thought that was a possibility. But we wish him the best. And look, that Beathard to Kittle connection continues on the West Coast. And I know a lot is being said and written about C.J. Beathard right now from the San Francisco 49ers beat writers. I would put the over-under on C.J. Beathard starting his first game with the 49ers at about week 7. You take under 7 weeks, something happens to Brian Hoyer or he's just not performing very well, I think they would turn to C.J. Beathard in a heartbeat. Speaking of the NFL, we have a National Football League-related poll question for you today at KGYMradio.com. There are rumors that Roger Goodell is close to getting a contract extension. Do you, as a fan of the NFL, have a reaction to the news that he's likely to get a contract extension? Do you think it'd be a good move? Would you be indifferent to it? Or are you of the belief that Roger Goodell needs to go? That's the Emil's Hideaway poll question today. You can find it online at kgymradio.com. Again, Chris Emma from 670 The Score in Chicago will be joining us coming up at 5:30 today. We had Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com sitting in with us on Friday at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. Very excited about this. If you have not heard the news, this year on Fridays in the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to be having some former Hawkeye players join us, as well as Rob, getting ready for each week's Iowa football game, as well as taking a look around the Big Ten. And we're very, very excited about that. Also happy to have Rob on board. We did our first three-hour show together on Friday, and he's still speaking to me, and he still thinks working with me is a good idea. So I've got that going for me right now. But there was some ambiguity as to what you were doing. Did you just take the day off and spend it lounging around home, or did you travel to meet up with family one last time before things get insanely busy for
you? I actually traveled to meet up with some friends in Chicago. So I went to the Windy City over the weekend. It was nice to get the day off.
Did you have a hot dog?
I did.
Did you put ketchup on it?
I did not, actually.
Okay, good.
At my friend's apartment complex, they were serving Portillo's hot dogs.
Really?
Ketchup was not an option.
Does he live above one?
No, they were just having like a kind of a bonding,
like a block party or
block party at the pool, and they brought Portillo's. It was awesome.
I don't know if you heard this or not. When we were in Chicago for the Cubs Cardinals game at Big Ten Media Day, I bought a hot dog from the vendor that was coming around, and they always give you the hot dog, and then they ask ketchup or mustard. And I looked at the guy and I said, ketchup? And he goes, hey man, come on, Cardinals fans are in town. I don't know whether you caught that or not. You must not have.
I missed it. But did you see what I got on the hot dog that I had at Wrigley Field?
You loaded that baby up, right?
Well, it was called the beef and cheddar. I didn't realize exactly what it was going to be, but what was going to be on it, but it was a hot dog.
I'm going to assume
bacon,
beef and cheddar.
Yeah, well, with bacon and onions, but then topped with mac and cheese and then barbecue sauce. It was a very strange combination. I don't know. I probably would have done without the barbecue sauce, but it was okay.
I don't think we're going to get a segment out of hot dog toppings today, but I'm going to put it on the back burner, and maybe if we're lucky, we'll get around to it on Wednesday. What do you think, Kyle? Hot dog toppings as a segment? You're the producer. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Speaking of Kyle, he's going to be in here with the first Midwest One Bank Big Board update in just a few minutes. As we mentioned, the Colonels winning today at home over the Beloit Snappers. University of Iowa Athletics starting up over the weekend. We've got a lot going on. High school football, high school volleyball. It's here. We're very much looking forward to another great season of high school football coverage at KGYM as well. If you get a chance to join us at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City on Friday, or if you see us out and about anywhere else, we have these wonderful KGYM magnets this year that have our North Gym and South Gym broadcast schedules on them, the South Gym being 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the North Gym 107.5 FM here in Cedar Rapids, and normally 1600 AM and 107.5 FM will have the same games, but you can get one of those magnet schedules the next time that you chat with us when we're out and about. Met a couple people at Coach's Corner on Friday. Always love running into the listeners. And we had a good turnout on Friday. And as I mentioned, things went really well until the last 90 seconds of the show.
Uh-oh, what happened?
And then we were off the air for the last 90 seconds of the show.
Okay.
I think I know what happened. And next time I may just have that person do it right away at 4 o'clock. And then I get a vacation day, right? Isn't that how that's not?
That's how it works.
I'm being told very quickly that that's not how it works. This is how it works around here, though. It's 4:24. We need to step aside and take a quick timeout. When we come back, Kyle will make his way into the studio. He will then block out the window partially. It's a partial eclipse of the producer's window today, coming up in just about 90 seconds here on KGYM. You're not going to want to miss it. Back with more after this.
It's almost September.
I know.
Pumpkin spice, everything, sweatshirts, football games.
Capital credits.
Yay, September. Wait, what?
September's Lynn County REC's Capital Credit Month. Oh, wait, is that that thing where we get money credited to our bill?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that month. Lynn County REC is so cool.
Yeah, since they're a cooperative, when they have profits above what they need to operate, it comes back to members like us on our September bill.
I wonder how much they've given back.
Well, the last I heard, it was hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's incredible.
I know. Wonder how much credit I'll get this year.
Me too.
Let's go get lattes, hang out by the mailbox, and wait for our September bills to come.
Yeah, that's not creepy at all.
Okay.
When your September bill arrives from Linn County REC, take a look and find out what your capital credit is this year. It's all based on how much electricity you use. Capital credits. Just another one of the benefits of membership at Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative. Find out more at linncountyrec.com.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. Most of you are aware that we have really amazing lease and finance specials going on right now on most of our new Toyotas or outstanding cash back options. It's the perfect time for you to come see us and check out the options and all the details. However, many of you may not be fully aware of our fantastic Toyota Certified Used Vehicle Program, which includes 12 months or 12,000 miles of comprehensive warranty, 7 years of limited powertrain warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. These vehicles must also pass a 160-point inspection before they can be certified. Also, all used vehicles we sell here at Toyota of Iowa City come with free oil changes and tire rotations for 2 full years with no mileage restrictions. So if you're in the market for a new Toyota or for a really dependable used vehicle, Toyota of Iowa City has got you covered. Come on in and get all the details at Toyota of Iowa City. We're on Highway 1 right off 218 in Iowa City.
Your business's computing needs are a lot like a symphony orchestra. Each instrument on its own doesn't seem like much, but when the wireless isn't talking with a tablet and that isn't in tune with the desktop, it's a mess. Network Computer Solutions is in the business of putting it all together in perfect harmony. Network Computer Solutions creates, fixes, and otherwise improves your company's networking computers, and that tunes up your profits. Call 247-7223. 247-7223. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Is your power tool not working? Does your mower or chainsaw need maintenance? If you're having these issues with your power equipment or just need something tuned up, let the factory-trained technicians at Acme Tools fix the problem for you. We'll assess the issue and give you a free estimate to get it fixed. Mention this ad and we'll take 10% off your service work. For quality service work and parts, visit the Acme Tools Service Department and let us help you do your best work. Acme Tools on Blairs Ferry Road in Cedar Rapids.
Welcome back. 428. You're never going to believe this, but the New York Mets are placing left-handed pitcher Steven Matz on the disabled list. Shocking. Also, news of hard-throwing left-handers in a positive vein. Clayton Kershaw successfully threw a simulated game recently. It'd really be...
And by successfully, meaning he didn't get injured doing it?
Correct. Which, I mean, good for the Dodgers because they've had such a rough year. It's nice to see them catch at least one break. What have they won, 200 games this year? On pace
I think so. They're on pace for 250. What about Yu Darvish? Is he going on the disabled list? I heard that he might.
I haven't seen anything about Darvish. I'm eagerly anticipating Kershaw coming back. He's the one guy that if I'm flipping through games at night and he's pitching, I'll stop on the Dodgers and watch him. And again, it's such a snake-bitten franchise this year. They've struggled so terribly that I've got my fingers crossed that maybe something will work out for the Dodgers. Twins are playing a doubleheader today against the Chicago White Sox. You'll hear a little bit more about that right now on our next Midwest One Bank Big Board Update. Your first of the week with Kyle Mann.
The Iowa baseball team won its first game at the World University Games in Taiwan on Sunday, beating Mexico 3-2. Things were tied at one, and Iowa had been held hitless, actually, after seven innings, but a rally capped by RBIs by Tyler Cropley and Brett McCleary gave Iowa all the cushion they needed. They're off today sightseeing in Taiwan, but will take on Russia tomorrow. The first AP Top 25 poll was released today, and neither Iowa nor Iowa State received any votes. Alabama is your preseason number one, with Ohio State coming in as the Big Ten's top-ranked team at number two, along with Penn State 6th, Wisconsin 9th, and Michigan 11th. Oklahoma tops the Big 12 at number 7. The Colonels beat the Beloit Snappers three times over the weekend and announced a roster move today before going for the sweep in a new game at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Pitcher Tyler Wells is back with the team after a stint with the Gulf Coast League Twins, and Evan Sanders is headed to the 7-day DL. The Colonels finished the four-game sweep this afternoon, led by Royce Lewis notching his first home run. They won 5-4 and are hitting the road to begin a series with Kane County tomorrow. The Twins have another doubleheader today, as Todd mentioned. They're playing Game 1 with the White Sox right now. The Twins lead 1-0 in the first already, and we're going to pick up Game 2, scheduled to start right after our show. It's going to be Dylan G on the hill for the Twins, and Carson Fulmer called up as the 26th man to make his Major League debut for the Sox, and that'll be on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
So Yu Darvish was placed on the 10-day disabled list, but he'll be back on Sunday.
Okay, there you go. And look at that, the Dodgers catching breaks right and left. Thank goodness. We talked a little bit about the Dodgers, Rob and I did, on Friday at the Coach's Corner. KGYM Road Trip returns there this Friday. Stop on in. We'll be there from 4 until 7. Speaking of the Twins and Major League Baseball, we're going to talk about Major League Baseball coming up at the bottom of the hour. And, yeah, we'll talk a little bit about the Twins as well. You're listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn, skating at full strength today. Don't say what they say at the Rough Riders games, please. Back with more after this.
We're going to head to a bottom-of-the-hour Sports Center update, which is brought to you by Linder Tire Service, right on their reputation for integrity and outstanding personal service. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
Kids, get your shoes on. We're leaving for school. Do you have your homework?
Yes!
Do you have your lunch?
Yes.
Do you have your backpack?
Yes!
Life is hectic. Keep it rolling smoothly with a set of new tires from Linder Tire.
Have a great day, kids.
Uh-oh, Mom, I forgot my lunch.
Oh.
Linder Tire. We keep life rolling smoothly, even with a few bumps in the road. Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. This is what you need to know. Alabama is number one in the AP Top 25 preseason college football poll. First program in a dozen years to take the top spot 2 years in a row. Ohio State number two with Florida State three, USC four, and Clemson is fifth. Running back Le'Veon Bell expected to stay away from the Steelers as they prep for week three of the NFL preseason. Bell and the team not able to work out a long-term deal before last month's deadline for players with franchise tags to sign extensions. Bell has skipped training camp and hasn't signed his $12.1 million franchise tag. However, he has been in contact with his offensive line, notes ESPN's Jeremy Fowler.
I did speak to some teammates who said that Bell has hit up his offensive line in a group text setting. And so the lines basically tell him, hey, bro, we're ready to block for you to get you big yards. All you have to do is come back to us and we'll get this thing done.
Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw rehabbing from a back issue through a four-inning simulated game today. He told Sportsnet LA he could be ready to pitch in a major league game tomorrow. Skipper Dave Roberts said yesterday Kershaw is expected to pitch a rehab game next weekend.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. That bit of nothing is everything. And that's what you get when you purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from your authorized dealer. Because only an authorized Mercedes-Benz dealership has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. Only Mercedes-Benz can back their certified pre-owned vehicles with an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, with roadside assistance included. It's time to experience confidence that's as unlimited as the warranty. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, and you'll receive 2 years of prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
A Wendy's Frosty is something special. And for a limited time, a Frosty is just 50 cents. An American classic for a classic price. It's not quite a milkshake, not quite an ice cream cone. It's definitely chocolate or vanilla. That choice is on you. Use a spoon or a French fry. Anything goes. A Frosty makes summer special. Yep, there's nothing quite like a Frosty. And there's nothing quite like this deal. A Frosty for 50 cents. Get yours before this deal melts away.
Small Frosty only at participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Summer involves a lot of driving. To camp, to work, to the pool, back home to get what they forgot, then back to the pool again. Wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? With Hum by Verizon, you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, have peace of mind with emergency assistance, and get expert advice from certified mechanics. Hum is the smarter, more connected way to get where you're going. Right now, buy HumX and get a $50 Visa prepaid card. Learn more at hum.com. Offer valid 6-1 through 9-4 device payment plan or 2-year agreement required. See vzw.com for details.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering 6 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The 2017 high school football season gets underway this Friday night with a big Metro showdown. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join John Hagerty and me from Kingston Stadium this Friday at 7 on 1600 AM as number 9 Prairie meets number 6 Washington. This 4A non-district battle promises to be a good one between a pair of playoff teams from a year ago. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union. 4A number 9 Prairie at number 6 Washington. Friday night starting at 7 on 1600 AM, the main gym, KGYM.
Hey, speaking of the main gym, how you doing, 1600 AM listeners? It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann. You can also hear us in Iowa City on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and here in Cedar Rapids on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. Chris Emma from 670 The Score in Chicago joins us in about 55 minutes. We'll talk a little Chicago Bears football, as well as some of the other Chicago-related news and notes with Chris, but primarily Bears football, where they seem to be a little hesitant to give Mitchell Trubisky any sort of reins of the offense. They are dead set on going into the year with Mike Glennon as the team's starting quarterback, even though they drafted Trubisky number 2 overall. We have for you today a very nice prize package from our friends at Fry Fest. Remember, Midwest One, the presenting sponsor once again for Fry Fest this year, September 1st, Friday night, prior to the Iowa-Wyoming season opener at Kinnick Stadium. Stop on by the Hawkeye Trade Show at the Coralville Marriott. We're going to be doing the show there again. Always a fun time. Mitch King is going to be with us in the 6 o'clock hour, along with myself and Rob Howe. You have high school football that night.
I do.
Yeah. You don't get to play in any of our reindeer games, Alex. I apologize for that.
Because of my red nose? I got a little sunburn over the weekend in Chicago.
You and your sunburn. I have a feeling that there are more stories from this trip that we're just not going to hear. You got Portillo's. You got sunburn.
There really weren't many stories. Yeah, it was just kind of a relaxing weekend.
Well, good. It's because... and. This is the time of year. Look, people were very excited to hear Dan Le Batard back on ESPN radio today. I think Russillo was at the Eclipse in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, or something. This is peak vacation time for those of us in this industry, because in about a week to 2 weeks, depending on what your primary area of coverage is, things go to hell in a handbasket.
All hell breaks loose.
And then the next thing you know, it's April.
This
because
is
football and then basketball and March Madness and whoo.
This is the last non-game week Monday until after Thanksgiving. I know Iowa has a bye week in there, but I'm just talking about for Iowa, Iowa State, and you and I, the teams that we cover and have on our air, two of those three. Then, of course, we will have Before the Boom and After the Final Gun coming up before and after Iowa Hawkeye games. Things are about to get really busy, and this is the last Monday where there will be no college football to preview.
That is hard to believe. It really is. Before too long, we'll be talking with John Walters again on Mondays, and Iowa State opens at UNI. I was talking to an Iowa State fan earlier today at Veterans Memorial Stadium after the Colonels game was over, trying to get a gauge on what they were thinking for the Cyclones this year. I do believe that they've got an outside shot at winning six games. They're going to have to steal a couple here and there, and they're going to have to stay healthy and get major production out of the newcomers to the program, both freshmen as well as JUCO transfers. Iowa, I'm not ready to make my season prediction yet. I think the last couple years I've done it on Friday at Fry Fest, which is a total cop-out, but I gotta give myself a little bit more time.
It's a cop-out to make a prediction one day before the season?
Well, I think, you know, the hottest of hot takes, I'd be given predictions in, like, May.
After the spring game, you have
bang,
to have
here's what's going to happen. Here's what's happening. I got Rosie the fortune teller to give me her crystal ball. I see it all. And, yeah, that's how this business works. And I don't necessarily like it all the time. It's just, look, nothing underscores how ridiculous this industry is. I say this industry, I'm talking about coverage of primarily college sports here. The Land of 10, our Scott Docterman, Bobby Legesse, friends of the show, Land of 10 has beat writers who cover other programs, not just Iowa, around the Big Ten. And their Big Ten, or their Nebraska writer today, went to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln and filmed what the eclipse looked like at Memorial Stadium, and then put that online. And I'm thinking, how in the hell is that content? And then I remind myself that we have a segment that we sometimes do on this show called The Wheel of Desperation. And, okay, I answered my own question.
So when Nick Saban is complaining about media members making preseason predictions and writing up preseason bios for players that haven't played and having all the answers, just remember that, Mr. Saban.
Saban also talking about what's the big deal with the eclipse, I'll just watch it on TV. Which, it turns out, depending on what the view was like in Tuscaloosa today, maybe he made the smarter decision than people that drove 14 hours to places like Carbondale, Illinois, or Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Is that the first time that anybody's ever driven 14 hours to get to Carbondale, Illinois?
Probably.
I've been there a few times.
What's the longest you've ever spent in a car? You ever do any cross-country? Yeah. It's hard to do cross-country trips when you grow up in the Midwest.
Moving back here from Oregon, I drove back.
Okay.
So when I accepted the job at KGYM from Corvallis, I split it up into three different days. So it was a seven-hour drive to Boise the first day, 13 hours to Denver, and then 13 hours from Denver.
I think
home.
I vaguely remember that. I was like, when's the new guy getting here? Well, he's taking his time. He's meandering all across. When I was younger, my parents and I took a couple vacations to spring training in Arizona, and that was a two-day drive, but my parents did the driving. I think the longest I've done is from here to just on the other side of Denver, which is north of 12 hours. 13, depending on how often you stop in Ogallala or some other. I'm not going to name other Nebraska cities. Do not expect me to say anything about another ESPN radio station and its programming.
Did
I'm
you
not
drive
going
through
to
Kearney?
Do it. Oh, God dang it. I think it's, I think you see the sign. I think it's on the way. But that is, and that's a long, miserable drive. If you, Nebraska and eastern Colorado, it's nothing. And then you get just outside of Denver and you see the mountains and it's absolutely majestic.
BJ on the text line. I made two trips to Carbondale from Cedar Falls for a girl. That was a very stupid man.
Oh, I hope BJ's wife's not listening. Those stories never go over well with the current squeeze.
We
never did get our tortillas, by the way, but that's okay. That's okay. I had to make do with the store-bought flour ones over the weekend. I was thinking, I bet these aren't as good as BJ's mom's. 319-366-1600, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Cedar Falls to Carbondale for a girl. Yeah. I'm shocked that didn't work out. What else we got going on the text line? Prediction: ISU goes 5-7, and Iowa goes 7-5. 67-39. I don't think either fan base would take that right now. I don't think Iowa State fans would be like, "Woohoo! 5-7 improvement," and Iowa fans 7-5 is
more than what Vegas thought.
Get out the tiki torches, time. I just not good. What are the? I mean, yeah, Vegas says 6.5. But if you said, hey, they're going to hit the over, I think Iowa fans are probably thinking 8, 9, 10 wins. Very few of them would be like, right now, if I offered you 7-5 on a silver platter. Look, this is like Deal or No Deal. Remember that show? I don't think it's on anymore, but
great
you,
show.
You give somebody the opportunity. Look, here, take this amount of money or gamble it away. I offer you 7-5 right now as a Hawkeye fan. Are you going to take it, or are you going to gamble it away and then ultimately get a dollar or a penny in your suitcase at the end? 319-366-1600. I don't blame anybody for saying that they wouldn't take it, but it's tough to make that call right now. Now, I was discussing Iowa football with a friend over the weekend, and I said, look, Kirk Ferentz has a quiet confidence about him. I sensed it in Chicago at Big Ten Media Day, and the person that I was talking to says, look, Kirk likes this team, likes them a lot, and they just need to find a starting quarterback. They find a starting quarterback in Iowa City, and he performs well out of the gate. This team's going to do better than 7-5. I feel very comfortable saying that. But we'll wait and see, because the ultimate question is, Tyler Wiegers, Nathan Stanley, and then is there time spent for them to acclimate to the starting role? But you got to take care of business. Both Iowa State and Iowa, you got to take care of business in the non-conference portion of your season, and that's going to be a loss for one of the two teams because they play each other every year.
I think Iowa really has to go 3-0 in their non-conference schedule if they want to have a season that's better than 7-5, because you look at the conference slate and it's the best, it's the toughest schedule that they've had in the last 3 to 4 years. They have to play Ohio State at home. They have to play Wisconsin on the road to conclude the year against Nebraska, Penn State at home. You don't know what Michigan State is going to be like this year, but going on the road to play Sparty is never easy. So if they want to have that kind of season, they're going to have to take care of business in the non-conference schedule, which means finding a starting quarterback and going toe-to-toe with one of the country's best quarterbacks in week one, then going on the road and taking care of business against an improved Iowa State team. If they can get through that 2-0, things are looking fairly well. But if they slip up once there, then maybe you're looking at a 7-5 season.
0983 on the text line says, I am taking a guaranteed 7-5 with Iowa this year. You'd take the... So we've got one person that would take the guaranteed 7-5. New starting quarterback, thin at receiver, new offensive coordinator, questions in the defensive secondary.
A little bit. I'm just anxious to see the way that...
Deal or no deal.
I know a lot of people have been talking about the offense, and it's been a topic of debate whether it's going to look a lot different. I don't think schematically it's going to look a heck of a lot different, but I think I'm interested to see. We've talked about this before, but the way the personnel is used, and if Brian Ferentz is able to use guys in different situations, then I think the offense could be a very pleasant surprise in the fall.
84-52. I'm not greedy. I'll take anything over 500. These are not the responses I was expecting today. 60-19 on the text line. 7-5 solid, I'm in. And then 26-62 is mixing up the flavor aid. Iowa 9-3, ISU 6-6. That's peak optimism for both teams right there. No one's going to turn down 9-3, and I don't think any Iowa State fan would turn down 6-6.
No. Not this year. I think that both of those would be reaching a little...
Cyclone Jerry or somebody would be like, no, 6-6. That's low end of the scale there, my friend.
I think every Iowa State fan would take 6-6 this year.
Uh, BJ says more tortillas are coming. All right, fantastic. We didn't get any the first time around. He had mom visiting from Texas.
8696 says no deal.
No deal. Okay, well, now you've got to take three more suitcases off the wall. Look, what do we call it? Why don't we call it deal or no deal? Well, you know, there's this Ricky Stanzi thing, love it or leave it, and let's call it love it or leave it. And then the segment elsewhere could have been deal or no deal or something like that. But no, it's love it or leave it. We just need to do a game show themed episode of this show where every segment is blatantly ripping off another game show. Let's bring Kyle in here and do a match game segment, but only if I can have Gene Rayburn's stick mic. 450, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. They are getting their money's worth today, I'll tell you what. And speaking of money, if you've got some and you'd like to invest it, I know where you can. Give them a call or check their website out, jkainvest.com. We'll step aside and take a quick break. When we come back, Kyle's going to give you another big board update. Chris Emma from 670, the score in Chicago, just 35 minutes away. Bears football talk. We'll get into the red-hot Minnesota Twins as well today. More to come. You're listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM 106.3 and 107.5 FM. And good old-fashioned 1600 AM. See, Kyle, I owe you a nickel.
As GIs returned from overseas and families began to boom, young Willa Dickens began honing his watchmaking craft at a highly regarded jewelry store on a bustling corner in downtown Iowa City. He worked steadily behind his jeweler's glass, eventually taking over the business. And as his reputation grew, so did his family. Sons Terry and Tim spent afternoons at his knee, learning about gemstones, precious metals, and most importantly, how to properly treat a customer. And as the decades passed, the three of them, along with a remarkably dedicated staff of friends, as well as Willa's granddaughter Kate, continued the tradition of excellence and integrity begun at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers in 1947. Now, as they celebrate their 70th year, stop by and see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say congratulations to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Dupaco is a local financial cooperative that gives back to its members, like me. Just for keeping and growing my savings and services with them, my share was $200. They call it thank yous. Extra money I use to spoil the grandkids. And it makes me feel like $1 million.
At a financial cooperative, members are owners. It's member participation that powers Dupaco Community Credit Union. Thank yous is money in your pocket for your participation in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and spending. Last year, Dupaco members shared in more than $2.85 million in thank yous. How will you use yours?
Get a gym membership.
Go to the movies.
Donate it to charity.
Pay down my student loan.
Add to my retirement savings.
Buy that purse I just saw.
Learn more at dupaco.com/thank yous. Participate, cooperate, accumulate. The more you use Dupaco, the more you're thanked. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
Got your game. Dave Austed here from Austed's Golf. You've been waiting to buy that new driver or golf shirt till it goes on sale, right? Well, wait no more. Austed's end of summer clearance sale is on now. Savings up to 60% on brands you want at the lowest prices of the year. Have our award-winning club fitters get you in the right equipment, regardless of the price. Shop Austed's now for our end of summer sale and save up to 60% store-wide and online at Austed's.com. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
We're recruiting you for KGYM's fantasy football season. Get the lowdown weekdays from 4 to 7 on the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. The draft and everything fantasy football on the gym is brought to you by Imon Communications, your local internet, cable TV, and phone provider.
Hot dog, I am glad that we ran that spot coming out of that break, because in the 6 o'clock hour tonight, we're going to try to figure out just how to open our doors for this year's KGYM Fantasy Football League with you, our listeners, because I'm stuck. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how
we've
to make it
fair. We've used
all
the good ideas.
I wouldn't even say they were good ideas, but we've
used all the mediocre ideas.
We've fired a lot of bullets, And now we've got to come up with it. I don't want to take caller number six. And if it's subjective, I want to make sure that we're doing something where we're giving everybody a fair shake. I really do. We'll have more details about the fantasy football to come. 319-366-1600. We got plenty of texts to get to on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. We'll do that after the top of the hour. Here's Kyle with another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, once again, bringing you Fry Fest.
The Iowa baseball team won its first game at the World University Games in Taiwan on Sunday, beating Mexico 3-2. Things were tied at 1, and Iowa had been held hitless after 7 innings, but a rally capped by RBIs by Tyler Cropley and Brett McCleary gave Iowa all the cushion they needed. They're off today sightseeing in Taiwan, but will take on Russia tomorrow. The first AP Top 25 poll was released today, and neither Iowa nor Iowa State received any votes. Alabama is your preseason number one, with Ohio State coming in as the Big Ten's top-ranked team at number two, along with Penn State 6th, Wisconsin 9th, and Michigan 11th. Oklahoma tops the Big 12 at number 7. The Colonels beat the Beloit Snappers 3 times over the weekend and announced a roster move today before going for the sweep in a noon game at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Pitcher Tyler Wells is back with the team after a stint with the Gulf Coast League Twins, and Evan Sanders is headed to the 7-day DL. The Colonels did finish the 4-game sweep this afternoon, led by Royce Lewis notching his first home run. They won 5-4 and are hitting the road to begin a series with Kane County tomorrow. The Twins have another doubleheader today. They're playing Game 1 with the White Sox right now. The Sox lead that one 2-1 in the bottom of the second. And we're going to pick up Game 2, scheduled to start right after our show. It's going to be Dylan Gee on the hill for the Twins, and Carson Fulmer called up as the 26th man to make his season debut for the Sox. You'll be able to hear that on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
And a little bit of breaking football news from the NFL involving a former Hawkeye. Matt Tobin is on the move, the offensive lineman going from the Eagles to the Seattle Seahawks. You may remember Tobin, a 7th-round pick of the Eagles. And the Seahawks get Tobin, and a 2018 7th-round draft pick, my bad, in exchange for a 2018 5th-rounder. Is Tobin a non-drafted free agent, or did he get drafted? I don't recall off the top of my head. Needless to say, former Hawkeye on the move. And we're going to talk about a couple other former Hawkeyes looking to make their way in the NFL as well. One of them in C.J. Beathard out in San Francisco, who's got a really good shot at starting a game this year or multiple games for the 49ers moving forward. Major League Baseball talk on the way, plus your Iowa-Iowa State texts. Yes, we went down that rabbit hole. Back with more after this.
It's time for some straight talk. Those big wireless companies love to dangle a low price in front of you.
That's all you see on TV these days, all their so-called great deals.
But then, out of nowhere, they hit you with these activation charges and mystery fees.
That's a line drive right to the family jewel.
There you go, and it's not over. Then they nail you with data overages every